We will be doing Simin Yutes and Simin Chaf in Hilchis Tzitzis. Simin Yutes talks of when you make the bracha on tzitzis, and it says that if you make tzitzis on a beged, you would not make a bracha at that point. You only make the bracha when you actually wear the tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah asks the question, the pasuk says, va'asu lohem tzitzis, which means there's a mitzvah of asiyas tzitzis, of making them. Why don't we make a bracha on that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the pasuk also says gedilim ta'aseh lecha, but the pasuk there says asher techaseh bo, from which we learn out that the ikar mitzvah of tzitzis is not making the tzitzis, but it's actually wearing a beged with tzitzis on. Therefore, say you're wearing a beged and you find that the beged of dalet kamfes, and you find that the tzitzis are torn, so you would want to continue wearing it and then make the tzitzis on them, like the pasuk says. The pasuk says, Basula and tzitzis, gedilim ta'aseh. The halach is you must remove them. You are wearing a beged of dalet kamfes without tzitzis. But one second, I'm doing just what I'm supposed to do. I'm making the tzitzis. No. Were the mitzvah to go and put tzitzis on your four-cornered garments, you'd be doing your mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to wear a four-cornered garment with tzitzis, meaning if you have a four-cornered garment and it must have tzitzis on it, and the mitzvah is at the time you're wearing it. And if you're wearing a beged without tzitzis, then you're mevatel the mitzvah. So even though you're doing what it takes to be metakein in that state, there's a much easier way of being metakein in it. Remove the tzitzis. Remove them means remove the beged. So the halacha is that we do not make a bracha until we put them on. We do not put them on just sitting in the sitting on the table or wherever they are where you made the tzitzis, says the Mishnah Berurah. Similarly, the halacha is such in a mezuzah. Now that's interesting. The mezuzah, the mitzvah of mezuzah is obviously putting a mezuzah on your door. But he says that the mitzvah is not just putting a mezuzah on the door and then you can move in. The mitzvah is to have a mezuzah on the door of the home you dwell. So let us say you bought a place and you're going to move in. So what do? You put the mezuzah up, and then you'll move in some other time. You know, just everything else you're doing all the home improvements, why not put up that beautiful mezuzah, and then move in when you get a chance? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. The mitzvah of mezuzah is not to put up a mezuzah and then move in. The mitzvah is when you're moving in, you put up a mezuzah. So you're allowed to do it on your way into the house, literally. But you do not put up a mezuzah if you do not intend on living there yet. So the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis, where you make the bracha on the tzitzis, is at the time you're wearing the tzitzis. The mitzvah of mezuzah is you make the bracha when you put up the mezuzah, when you're already living there. Then we go to Siv Beis, also talis l'tzorach tachrichin. There are people who make clothing for shrouds, and they actually use them while they're still alive. So the Machaber says, what if someone did that? He made a beged of four kamfes for tachrichim. Now, the halacha is that a mace is not chayiv betzitzis. He's chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. So, if a beged is made for the sake of being buried in, for the sake of shrouds, tachrichim, that beged should be potter from tzitzis. As a result of that, even if you wear it occasionally during your lifetime, if that's not what it's made for, it's potter from tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, this works according to the Rosh. The Rosh, who says that what counts in the beged is if it's a ksus yom or a ksus laila, that means the nature of the beged determines whether or not it's chayiv and tzitzis. But according to the Rambam, even a beged that is meant to be worn at night, if you do wear it by day, it's chayiv and tzitzis, then the same would go for tachrichin, even though this is a beged mace, a beged that is not made for someone who is chayiv and mitzvahs. If you, living human being, wear it by day, then you should have to make a bracha on it. So the Mishnah Berurah really says that we should be choshish for the Rambam, and if someone actually does this, he should put tzitzis on it, but of course not make a bracha. What happens if somebody is wearing a beged of dalet kamfes for the sake of getting people to see it so that they can buy it? Someone who sells begadim of arba kamfes. So he puts one on him for the sake of showing people, this is what I'm selling, these are my wares. The halacha is that he is potter from tzitzis. Which means that if you've got someone standing around selling begadim of arba kamfes, perhaps selling the tzitzis separately, he is allowed to put them on to show everybody, and he doesn't have to bother putting tzitzis on them. He can wear the begadim of arba kamfes without having any chiyuv whatsoever to put tzitzis on them. With regard to someone who is wearing a peregrine of dalet kamphas for the sake of smuggling it, this should not be taken as the Mishnah Berurah being in favor of smuggling. Just we find this case throughout Chazal. The Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. If that is considered a levisha that would require one to put tzitzis on or not, do we compare this to the halachas of kelayim, where there's an iser of kelayim, and then we would say the same thing for tzitzis, that to be a chiv of tzitzis or not? Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. He leaves that as a suffix. That was Simen Yutes, which brings us to Simen Chaf. Simen Chaf halokeach talis mitzuyetzes miyisrael. You buy a talis that already has tzitzis on it. You buy it either from a Jew or from a non-Jewish person who trades, one who goes and sells things. The halach is that they have a chazaka that they are kosher. The assumption is that if you buy a pair of tzitzis from a Jew, it was made bekashrus. Jews will only make kosher tzitzis. They're not going to go and tie pasul tzitzis on. So we assume that both with regard to the making of the tzitzis, which means the spinning of the wool, as well as the tying of the tzitzis onto the beged, they were done bekashrus. And even if you're buying it from a non-Jew, if this is a man who trades, even though he doesn't necessarily trade in tzitzis, but he is somebody who trades in all kinds of things, he sells all sorts of wares, the halacha is you can assume that these were made by a Jew who has a cheskes kashrus, knew what he was doing, and they are therefore kosher. What happens if the person is not selling a talis mitzuyetzes, but is selling tzitzis strings? Is it only when you see tzitzis on a beged that you can assume that they were made bekashrus? Or even when you buy strings alone, could you assume that they too are bekashrus? So there's a machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that here it would depend. If the person actually is a tzitzis salesman, we would assume that all the strings he's selling are good. Whereas if a person is just someone who trades, and he's not a tzitzis salesman per se, there, it's only if you buy the entire beged with the tzitzis on it that it has a cheskes kashrus. But if you buy tzitzis strings alone, it would not have a cheskes kashrus. Yeah, what happens if you find a beged with tzitzis on it? Is it kosher or not? Now, obviously, we're talking about a case where mehilkas hashavas aveda, you would be allowed to keep it for one reason or another. But let's say the halacha is you'd be allowed to. So if you find a pair of tzitzis in the street, with its tzitzis tied on them, the halacha is that they are kasher. This is all b'di'evad, though. L'chatchila. You do not send a pair of tzitzis, a kosher pair of tzitzis, to somebody else by way of a non-Jew unless it is doubly wrapped. Meaning you've got to tie it twice, you've got to put two seals on it. L'chatchila. Something that could be kosher or not kosher is never sent without a double seal unless it's being sent by a Jew. Via a Jew, that is. Siv Beis, ein mochrin talis mitzuyetzes la'ovid kachavim. You are not to sell a beged of four kamphas with tzitzis already on them to a non-Jew. Why is that? Out of fear that he's gonna wear them, show that he's Jewish when he really isn't. Use that as a way of getting another Jew to accompany him somewhere on the road, and chas v'shalom would then kill him. Today, I guess this would be very pertinent in a place where one would really fear that a terrorist would want to do a thing like that, pretend he's Jewish, use that to get another Jew to accompany him, and then end up killing him. The poskim talk about this halacha not necessarily being true today, meaning this chashash not necessarily being true today. I wonder if the poskim would say that today. With regard to the actual halacha, no one is makel. There are other reasons brought down in the Gemara. And therefore, the halacha is you do not sell a talis to a non-Jew with the tzitzis already on it. If you do want to sell a talis, what you do is you remove the tzitzis. But you cannot sell a non-Jew a talis with tzitzis.